producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Wouldn't really.
I don't know. I'll check with the other lady. I'll let you know. 7 past the hour. Do you believe this? I can't even get this out of my mouth. Friday the 4th of December.
Yes.
Want to see what's going on in the world? Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. And we have the top 10 talk topics of the week, which are listed at DougStephan.com. Ready, willing, able, encouraging you to go online to DougStephan.com and tell us which one of these puppies do you think is the most important. The shootings in San Bernardino, who's running for president, climate, situation in the Middle East, police department in Chicago, what happened on Cyber Monday, yada, 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 yada. All right, Jen, your turn first. Which one is the most important one for you and your
consideration? For me, the one with the most impact was the shootings in San Bernardino, because they're sort of in my neck of the woods,
yes,
and I've had to pay some attention to them.
Yes, you have. You've talked about it. Your radio program gets in there that you do in Southern California. All right, Kenny, what about you? You're so close to this stuff. You spend hours every day monitoring all of this stuff to help us be better prepared to speak about it. Sometimes, by the way, that works. Sometimes it doesn't. However, it's not for your not trying, not for a lack of trying. So anyway, what do you think is the most significant thing in there?
Unfortunately, I feel like the shootings.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it really affects me, but it just weighed me down.
Yeah, it does. Well, it does affect you that way. Yes, your psyche is brought down. Your disposition is changed. Your worry and fear quotient is raised. What do people say? Is this the number one item this week on Facebook with us? Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Well, this and Rich's birthday.
Happy birthday, Rich! Yeah, that was yesterday. All right, so this, let's focus on this and some of the comments that people are making then about this situation. If they agree with me, because I've made it pretty clear what I think is going on, we're woefully inept at being able to find the leadership to bring us to a point where we're rallying around what the real problem is and fixing the real problem. There's a spiritual component to this. I actually read something last night that was very important. I don't know if I can sort of dig it out and present it to you later on. I will. But in the meantime, Kenny, what are some of the folks listening to us saying?
Ralph says, another day, another mass shooting. I wish we had a Congress that cared.
Is it really just Congress? Congress is supposed to be a reflection of us. Do we really care? That's really, it seems to me, when you look at the things that get shuffled around in Congress, even with all the impact of all the money that comes from all the special interests, when it really gets down to brass tacks, if the American public is really whipped up about something, then Congress pays attention. It's rare, but it does happen. Maybe what, 3, 4, 5 times a year? If we're
the right way,
lucky.
Anyway, that's
yes.
Supposed to happen.
Right.
I don't know if I know what that means, though. What are they trying to get done? I mean, what are we asking for?
What is Congress doing, or what ought they to do? I don't think it's up to them, but because there aren't any more laws that are necessary. There are plenty of laws on the books, and when you hear some of the leadership say, well, we need to pass another law and make it more difficult again. No, it's not about that at all. It's a psychological thing.
It's a culture shift.
It's
sort of.
Right. It's the change. It isn't just these shootings that are going on here and there, whether it's Paris or here. It's the whole aggressive nature of the human being, the human condition, the wars, the assaulting, the really strong difference in the cultural feelings of some people who want to fight about everything and those who don't want to fight about anything. There are those who just want to give, as corny as it sounds, give peace a chance. And it doesn't have a chance because the damnable news media is all about spreading more hatred, more horror, more willful abuse of people. And for whatever the reason, however God created us, we seem to have receptors that guys like Ailes have figured out. They know how to push our buttons and get people to watch the news, and therefore they make money with advertising. And that's really how simple this is, by the way. It really is about money and advertising. That, in addition to the military-industrial complex, and how they are, make no mistake about that. And yesterday, you may or may not have heard our discussion here. Jennifer and I and Richie and Ken were focused on how the military-industrial complex, there's a real strong sense, there's a rumor, if that's what you want to call it, I think it's a little bit more than a rumor, that strongly suggests that the United States, through the military-industrial complex, is responsible for whipping up a lot of this activity in the Middle East. And the reason is clear, because it's good for their business. Look at how many Americans have lost their lives because of our involvement in the Middle East. You know how, do you realize the karma that's being created by all of this? If you believe in karma, and I sure as heck do, the karma being created by the killing, the blowing, these people that run these companies and run these countries, the amount of devastation. Some of it you can, I suppose, look at the number of refugees who are trying to get into Europe and into our country and what that's all about. All of these things are pretty surface and superficial ways of dealing with a really grave problem that if we all could sort of put our minds together, this has become my new theme. And the theory holds, I think, the more and more you look at it, frankly, of how the superficial way of dealing with it, we have to have more gun laws. Well, that's hypocritical, because we may have more gun laws, but we got more people making guns and selling them than ever before. So it isn't that so much as, why do you need them? Why do you want them? You want to protect yourself. The good people of America who buy guns because they think that the government's going to come after them someday, and we got to have some focus or some ability to protect ourselves against our own government. Well, there isn't a shooting war going on, but I'll tell you something. As a farmer and as a businessman, the government's not my friend. They're at war with me. I went to a farm meeting last night, and the people, there were 240 or 50 people there, and pretty much the whole discussion was about the government and how it's screwing farmers, family farmers, over everywhere. And you can apply that to almost any business, unless you're a huge, humongous corporation that has the money to just push the government back, pay the fines. Who cares? It's part of doing business. You know, that's not good, not healthy for America and its business interests, the small business person who wants to get started. The government is our enemy, and they don't need any guns. They just have the weight of regulation, bureaucrats, and our money. Can you argue against that, Jennifer?
No.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're going.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
Sorry,
you're right.
I know I'm right.
Look at you. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
No, I'm not. I am. Kenny, what are you? You're reading what all these people are saying. Sometimes what you get for comments is pretty simplistic. Do you have anybody that's able to shovel in to this hole that I'm in discussing this sort of thing?
No, it's a lot of knee-jerk reaction on either side. It's what happens whenever there's something like this. You want to find somebody to blame because we just need to.
Yeah. Let's go to San Bernardino and talk about blame there. Apparently, the wife was the catalyst for this. I'm chuckling about it because it looks like the feds think that she was the more serious of the two shooters,
mm-hmm,
who were in San Bernardino. What are you talking
about?
What happened?
Think about a woman that's willing to leave her 6-month-old child. That's for a mother to have that in her head, mm-hmm, that's even an option. I think you have to realize how very seriously this is a possibility that she was the one that was more
how
radical.
They are able to how the people who get a hold of these minds are able to radicalize these people,
right,
like this.
Yeah,
what does it take to move a mother away from her baby? The instinct every woman has when she has a baby is to protect the baby. Not this woman.
Now, can I be irresponsible and speculate?
Please.
Okay. Just want to make
Jennifer
sure.
Jennifer Horn here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Good Day Program.
I don't ever pretend to be a journalist. I like
yeah, we're not
to provide entertainment and commentary. That's what I'm here for.
Yep,
but
you are.
You know, and I don't think this is
plus
like
you look
big,
good on.
Oh, thanks. The sound good on the radio.
Yes,
you, I have a face for radio.
Yeah. No. Please keep going.
So I feel like the people, the law enforcement here, have found themselves a terror cell. And I think that what you're not hearing right now is a lot of information about what they're getting, because I don't think, quite frankly, that they can tell us. And I think there's a few reasons for this. Number one, they're sending evidence by plane back to Washington, D.C. to be tested in a federal lab. Number two, you have travel patterns of this guy going to Saudi Arabia, him meeting this woman. You have him bringing her back in July. They were both in Pakistan, which is a hotbed for terrorism. She's got a Pakistani visa. You've got witnesses to their home in Redlands talking about Middle Eastern men going into this house every single night and being in there for hours at a time, working late into the night.
They weren't watching football.
They're not watching football, especially when you walk in and realize that these people were living in what's essentially been called a bomb factory.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can start putting these little pieces together with the eyewitness and the really heavy involvement of the FBI and the anti-terror task force in town, and you realize that they've probably stumbled across something that is a little bigger than they want people to know about quite yet.
Yeah.
There are also huge signs of what these people were doing and their motivation. There's a magazine, and I'm sure you've probably heard about it, called Inspire Magazine. And it's put out by Al-Qaeda, and it's a beautiful, colorful, glossy...
It's their version of Playboy.
It is. It's a professional, beautiful magazine that they send out. And in it, instead of recipes for brownies, you get recipes on how to make home bombs.
Yeah.
And these people were doing something that has a huge trademark there, and that was making pipe bombs with toy cars. Now, thankfully, they did it the wrong way. And so the bomb that they placed in
Nobody says these terrorists are that smart.
Well, they did it the wrong way, and that's why it didn't blow up, thank God. But this is something that just smacks of the stuff that you'd find in that magazine. There's also been people that they talked to that were on the FBI watch list. The FBI knew about these people that they've been talking to. Haven't heard much else about that. There's just a lot of stuff here that's making me think that this was just one of these little terror cells that we've heard about that could possibly be here in this country, and I think maybe they stumbled upon one.
So here we are, scaring everybody. It could be one in your neighborhood.
Well,
food for thought, anyway. It's 19 after the hour. Good job, Jennifer.
Something.
Yes, thank you.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit QuickenLoans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now 23 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday the 4th of December. How do you do? Let's see, 3 weeks from tonight is Christmas Eve. Jennifer?
No.
Right. Coming quickly.
Not ready.
3 weeks is Christmas Day.
Yes. Oh, it is. It's Friday the 25th, correct?
No, I'm really not ready.
No. I'm leaving here 2 weeks from today. Are you ready?
Where are you going?
I'm going to head south and then west.
South and then west.
Yes. How about that? Okay. Let's get to our situation in the audio department, although this is all audio, we're far out. We are an audio medium, but we like to have, and this, I say we collectively, all of us, I think, want to have a little break. And we afford that in the, we try to find some of the monologues with late night hosts that are funny, not easy to do, but then some of the pithy comments from daytime television talk people are fun to focus on as well. Let's start with this joke from Conan O'Brien about a fellow impersonating a congressman in order to meet El Presidente.
It's come out that last year a man was able to get past the Secret Service and speak with President Obama by pretending to be a congressman. That's true. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. The Secret Service realized he wasn't a congressman because he was willing to be seen with President Obama.
That was kind of funny in and of itself, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to be seen with Obama?
Obama.
Obama. Bum, 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 bum. Wendy.
Obama.
Wendy Williams on her program yesterday discussed with an audience member how often ought the mother-in-law be able to see the small children.
I have a 20-month-old and a 3-month-old, and my mother-in-law wants to see them all the time. She sees them every other weekend, which I think is good, but she wants to see them more. I don't want to create tension, so what should I do?
Talk to your husband. Yeah, talk to your husband about it and let him explain to your mother-in-law. That way you're not the one creating the tension. It's your husband, you know?
It's his fault.
Wouldn't you be happy to have your family wanting to see your kids?
Yes.
I would be.
Yeah. All right, Ellen
here,
DeGeneres.
Here, for a while. I'm going out to get my nails done.
Right, I'm going to get it. Manny and Petty, see you later, alligator. Ellen here joking about holiday traditions.
There are a lot of different holiday traditions. Some people read the book the night before Christmas every year, which seems crazy because there's TV. And some people leave cookies out. Anybody leave cookies out for Santa? Yeah? Leaving cookies out for Santa, that's so fun. My mother used to do that. She would spend all day long, she'd bake cookies, and then she'd wait up until Santa came late at night. I'd hear him giggling and whispering in the living room. Now that I think about it, he drove a Corolla and it was October. Anyway, I love holiday traditions. When I was growing up, my family would go caroling every year, and we would get all bundled up and go door to door asking if anyone had seen our drunk Aunt Carol. No matter what the traditions are, I hope you all remember what this time of year is all about. It is showing kindness to everyone.
Yeah, it is. And peace, thinking peaceful thoughts about peace. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a clip from CNN. It's a report on what may be the saddest Christmas commercial ever made.
It's not exactly bringing joy to the world. Left at least one host.
Worst commercial ever.
Prostrate on her anchor desk. A German supermarket commercial shows an older man left alone at Christmas by his busy family. And family members get the news that he has died. In their grief, the family gathers at his home. Surprise!
Wie hätte ich euch denn sonst alle zusammenbringen sollen?
Good God.
To some, it was a cruelly manipulative twist ending, because there's nothing that says great holiday dinner like faking your own death. But thousands of commenters were tremendously moved.
You want to check this out? The video is at DougStephan.com.
In the news, for the first time in decades, good news about diabetes. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. For the first time in a quarter of a century, new cases of diabetes are down a glorious 20%. As a reminder, diabetes is a chronic, incurable, but definitely treatable disease where you just can't handle sugar properly. It is the leading cause of blindness, kidney failure, and heart problems. Here's the thing, just because diabetes is in your family does not mean you have to become diabetic. DCOC advice, the biggies if you want to avoid diabetes are diet and exercise. Food-wise, no soda, portion control, and just eating food that comes from plants as opposed to being man-made in plants that strip it all of its natural goodness. And of course, your body works best when it's in motion. Constant motion. Walking's good. No fancy equipment, trainer, or gym required. What are you waiting for? Walk. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. As teens and young adults mature, they become more responsible for different aspects of their lives, including their health. Parents play an important role in preparing their children to take charge of their health and navigate independent health choices and decisions. While this important stepping stone on the path to adulthood can be overwhelming for parents and teens alike, parents should create an open dialogue with their teen on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, alcohol, mental health, sexual health, and immunizations. Parents should also encourage their older teen or young adult to schedule regular checkups to talk to their doctor about any health questions or concerns and receive any recommended exams, screening tests, or immunizations. The Thrive app, a comprehensive teen health-oriented mobile app, was created to empower parents with health information, checklists, and conversation starters to help them prepare their teen or young adult to take ownership of their health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thehighestheasis.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Feel our way more into Friday here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. Do I do a good job pronouncing my own name? Sometimes I throw away the last syllable. I'm Doug Steffen. Like I sometimes do that with Roberta Fasnow. Roberta Fasnow. And I'm a radio pronouncer, so I'd better do my job better.
That's right.
Yes, Ken Kessler with two S's monitoring Facebook.com. Huh?
Very nice.
You're welcome. There's two S's there. All right, let's get it right. Let's do it right. Let's have it right. The situation with Donald Trump gets interesting as we end the week. Trumpster doing very well, smiling a lot. And it seems the Republican establishment, according to one of the stories trending at DougSteffen.com today, would like to get a reality check. Or maybe isn't liking the reality check it's getting. That's probably more to the point, Jennifer. The people who thought that the Trumpster would flame out and be gone are having to eat their words, because the closer we get to the first of the primaries, the caucuses in February in Iowa, Trumpster's doing okay. Ben Carson is the one who seems to be flaming out. People,
yeah. He'll be out
quickly,
soon enough, I think.
I mean, quickly, he's lost a lot of momentum.
What's hard is once you've been up top, like he had, and you know, he rose so quickly, then he was up in the top. You can't go back to that again. I mean, it's really hard once you start to fall to get back to that front runner status.
So the Trumpster, who is being criticized by all the Republican hierarchy, and the Republican hierarchy is saying to their traditional candidates, "Stay away from Trump. Don't let him touch you. Don't be seen with him. It'll kill you."
Don't shake hands.
Really? Why? How's that? I would, if it was me and I was running for office, I'd want to be attached to Trump. I'd go with him.
I'd be licking his face.
Yeah.
How close I'd be.
Really? I'll be shaved. But anyway.
I'll take my chance.
So news organizations are talking about what the Republican establishment is doing. He's gaining among Democrats as well as Republicans, which also makes the Republican. I would think they want to have votes from wherever. What's the matter with these people? I'll tell you what's the matter with them. They're too self-interested.
They need votes from wherever to win an election.
But they don't think that way anymore. They just think about themselves and the power of the party.
Their party has no power.
The party is useless. Both of them are useless. They've become dinosaurs in a time when they don't really understand social media. They don't understand the impact of the immediacy of what goes on. No matter what Trump has fits here and there. Yeah, they're all trying to focus on what there is about him that's bad. The public seems to be willing to forgive him for some of his gaffes because he keeps focused on the things that are really bothering people. There are four or five things that really are bothering us that the rest of them aren't talking about.
He's benefiting from, the timing, too. I mean, gosh, the immigration issue has become huge. The refugee issue has become huge.
Yeah.
Now, if there are some terror cells here in the States, you want somebody, you want a president who's not afraid to get a little crazy and out there to try to battle this away. So, I mean, he's benefited from good timing, but at the same time, he may go a little crazy, and he may say things that make people uncomfortable, but when you go back and boil the stuff down to what he says, if you look at the very basis of what he says, it's always true. He just embellishes the heck out of it when he's in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that may be affecting the Republicans are things that are being said by folks like Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
It's a great name, by the way. Ron Johnson is a great name, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
Ron Johnson.
Peter Johnson. Peter Richard Johnson.
Okay, move along.
Anyway, Senator Johnson says it ought to be that we send 100,000 troops into Syria and Iraq. 25,000 Americans and 75,000 from other areas, other countries that are interested in. There have been others like Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator John McCain who have suggested we send in troops, but the number is closer to 10,000. Johnson was being interviewed by a reporter in his home state. He likened talking about ISIS. And again, I'm off of this, so I'm just reading the report. But usually wherever I see ISIS, I insert Daesh. And some people say, oh, you're not pronouncing it correctly. I don't care how to pronounce it. You worried about offending them? For me, I see D-A-E-S-H. Isn't that how it's spelled?
I say Daesh.
Daesh.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, as long as you know what we're talking about. So anyway, the bottom line here is a question about whether we ought to be sending troops in at all. 888-302-3684. I say no. Jennifer, what do you say?
Right now, I would say no, because I don't think that the president we have would do I think he would do more harm than good with troops.
Kenny, what do you say?
But eventually, yes.
I don't want to send more of our troops into something that we haven't thought out. It's another Iraq.
We don't think any of this stuff out.
Well,
right.
I think, sadly, we might have let this go for so long now that we may have to start worrying about what's here in our country now more than anything else. And
You want to hold somebody responsible for that?
What is that good? I mean,
it doesn't do anything except
I think we know who's responsible, but what good does it do?
Blame does no good. Fixing the problem does some good. Here's an interesting side note to discussion of the military. The defense secretary yesterday ordered the military to open all of the jobs in the military, all of them, including combat jobs, all of them, to women. Is this a good idea or not? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. Is this a good job idea? The decision sort of makes formal the recognition that thousands of women are in uniform and are serving. As a matter of fact, many of them have been wounded in battle in Iraq and Afghanistan and killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we've been hiding because of the piggery of the folks at the top. When I say piggery, I mean sexist pigs who run the military, who don't want to have any women there. They want them to be serving under them, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Dougie.
So
I don't know.
You know how much of a problem it is for women who are in the service to be molested by officers and other ranking members,
soldiers? I haven't been there. I don't know. Right. But what I do know is that this is probably a huge sign of the times that enrollment for military services is down, mm-hmm. which is why they're looking now at allowing women in. I don't have a problem. I mean, just from a physical strength, I don't want to see anybody put themselves out there and get hurt. Obviously, that's a huge risk with the
plenty
military.
Plenty of women around these days are just as strong.
Exactly. And so that's the thing. If you can pass the test, and if we don't lower any of the standards and we just keep it across the board, whoever can pass, I have no problem with it.
All right. We're discussing problems and resolutions. That's what we're about here, plus having some fun on the radio and information that'll be inspiring. I guarantee that'll happen next with Uri Geller joining us on the Good Day program.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
One military family will win a full year of mortgage payments up to $30,000. That's the grand prize in a new sweepstakes from BBMC Mortgage, which aims to honor veterans and active duty personnel alike for their service. Todd Jones is the company's president of retail mortgage and an Army veteran himself.
Even though thank you is wonderful to hear, we feel it's our duty to express gratitude in a more tangible way through our mortgage-free year veteran sweepstakes for service members. Active duty military and veterans have also earned the right to a VA loan, and it's most often their best option because it makes homeownership more accessible. While there are 23 million veterans in America, only 1 million have taken advantage of a VA loan, and we hope to change that.
A second place winner will receive a trip to the 2016 Army-Navy football game. Active duty personnel and honorably discharged veterans who are 18 or older can enter now through December 31st. To learn more about BBMC Mortgage and to enter, visit mybbmc.com/sweepstakes.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
45 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is my pal Uri Geller, an inspirational, motivational speaker. You should check out his website, UriGeller.com, see how people benefit from being in an audience with Uri. I like, not only do I like his company, I love what his point of view is on most things. He and I agree on the issues of the day. But let's dig around a little bit, Uri. I noticed that Stonehenge is much a focus, even though you're not in England as much as you used to be. You live not far, it's about, from what I remember, it's probably about 60 miles, 60, 70, 80 miles from your house to where Stonehenge is in England.
Oh, much less than that, Doug.
Less than
it's
that.
Funny that you're bringing up Stonehenge, because I was expecting you to talk about terrorism, but I guess you're through with that.
What are we going to do? How can we...
He likes to keep you on your feet,
okay,
right?
I'll give you this, Uri. And this would be something... I do want to spend some time talking about Stonehenge and what's going on there, because a lot of secrets are coming out. But listen to my theory for a second. You and I are so alike when it comes to our theories. Listen to this one. I believe the military-industrial complex is in cahoots with the people who are stirring up all the trouble in the Middle East or wherever there is trouble in this world. It's being fomented by the gun or the armament producers. There are four countries that are basically responsible for most all of the arms that are made in the world, all the ordnance, and they stir the pot. There's a report that came out this week that clearly indicates, without a lot of speculation, some members of the Defense Department and the Pentagon working with the military industrialists to stir up the pot and to, in fact, perhaps be paying for the unrest because it's good for business. What do you think of that spiritually?
Doug, listen, in my opinion, you're taking it a step too into the conspiracy theories arena. I think that's far-fetched, because those people will end up in jail for the rest of their lives if they're caught. And today you can't hide anything anymore. Everything has paper trail. You know, every time you write a text message, an email, when you speak on the phone, national security agencies may be not listening to you, but recording you. So all of the emails that Hillary Clinton sent out and received, they're all already on the servers of the Chinese. And I mean, this is too much. Yes, I do believe that arms dealers who are dealing with billions of dollars of arms like what is happening, because they're selling more arms. But to go as far as, to say that Americans are stirring up the situation, that's a bit far-fetched.
I'm not saying Americans, citizens necessarily, people who run these big international conglomerates that are making a lot of money, building planes and building ships rifles and Humvees.
Absolutely,
and all that stuff.
Doug, that's a possibility. You know, the American Air Force just ordered from Lockheed or one of the plane manufacturers, with like 2,000 aircraft. I mean, do you realize, how much money that is?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Thousands and thousands of billions.
That's right. The old business about follow the money is something that we can wrap ourselves around. All right, let's go back to Stonehenge and what's going on there. For those of you who don't know, Stonehenge is a 6,300-year-old crop of rocks in central England that has long been... I remember when I was very young in the 70s, just used to be able to have access. I remember walking around Stonehenge and just sitting on the stones. You can't do that anymore. But what a feeling you get going there,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, but Doug, let me take this a stage further. When we bought Sonning Court, my house in England...
Yep.
We were told that there are about 7 stones that were actually taken from Stonehenge years and, maybe 80 or 90 years ago, because then you could go right into the circle and touch the stones. And they ended up in my garden.
Really?
And they were in a shed, so I thought to myself, why don't I make a mini circle of Stonehenge in my garden? So I actually have a little Stonehenge structure in my own garden in the little village, Sonning-on-Thames, which became famous because George Clooney just bought a house there. But I do believe that Stonehenge was a center point for energies. As a matter of fact, my island that I own in Scotland, which is called Lamb Island, there are ley lines going straight from Lamb Island to the Roslyn Chapel, from Roslyn Chapel straight into Stonehenge, and then into other holy places, all the way down to the pyramids of Giza. It is amazing, and I do believe all these stories, although they sound like legends and kind of semi-fiction, but there is some truth to what is coming out of Stonehenge now.
Yeah, oh, there is. You go back, you're in the Druid Memorial, the big big monuments or the big mounds, the Druid mounds that are all around down there where all the dead Druids?
You see, Doug, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, even 5,000 years ago, maybe some type of an extraterrestrial intelligence landed on planet Earth and taught us, those people living then left us certain amazing,
clues.
Powerful knowledge.
Yeah, right. I'm with you on that one. Yeah, this is no accidents here. All right, Uri, thank you for your insight. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. We have all kinds of online information. Our Tech Talk person today is Kim Garrison, who is a technical expert. He has a company called Realizing Innovation. Very innovative, if you will. Lots of people talking about that BitByte thing that we focused on yesterday for a bit. We have some new things that we will... We have no recycled material here. None of it is allowed. It's all fresh and new and hot. So we'll catch up with Kim in just a matter of moments. It's a new generation of credit cards and a new generation of professionals that are making it harder for those who would be fraudsters to forge and fake your identification so that they can steal your money. Merchants are finding it easier to authenticate cardholders, and that's a good thing. Let's find out more from our friend Brian Osich.
Credit card fraud has more than doubled over the past 15 years, but now financial institutions across the U.S. have adopted a new card that uses chip technology to keep customer information safer. University of Phoenix's Joe Lodewick.
Chip-enabled credit cards have been in place throughout much of the world for more than a decade, and they've seen a decrease in fraud. But this chip technology doesn't increase security for online transactions. More needs to be done to develop this technology, and more professionals are needed in the information security sector to make this happen.
A 2015 Global Information Security Workforce study finds the information security workforce will see a global shortfall of 1.5 million within 5 years.
Most companies don't have enough information security professionals. Higher education institutions are working with industry leaders to meet this demand. University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology offers a number of cybersecurity degrees and certificates with innovative courses aligned with industry standards.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, Kim Garrison is here. The town of Bellingham, Massachusetts, which is pretty close to me here in Framingham, has set out to create a safe place for people in their town to meet up and complete sales transactions that are made online. They have a sign up in front of the police department that says Internet Purchase Exchange Location. And that post is also on Facebook. Because of the popularity of Facebook and people selling things on Facebook and buying things, they want to create a place where you can actually do the business because you never know who you're dealing with on Facebook. That seems like a pretty smart idea, doesn't it, Kim?
I like it a lot, especially because I buy a lot of stuff through Facebook, Craigslist, things like that. And
right.
Oftentimes I have to, you know, just for convenience, I have to drive the 20 miles to pick it up. So with both of us driving to one location, it seems like it's convenient for both the seller and the buyer.
And it's safe. Convenient and
it's
safe.
Safe.
Yeah. Safe.
And I think it's going to be a way to meet people for dating if you're a millennial.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting speculative thing. Facebook is all about, yeah, that's true, maybe, getting people together. There's also something being tested by Facebook that we're talking about today, a tool that will enable users to shoot video with their smartphones and allow other people to see it live. What kind of technology would require or allow that to happen? Is that going to be difficult or easy for people to use?
I think that's going to be pretty easy. I mean, all the technology is there. Whether it's going to, you know, capture the attention of people, but the technology is there. That's not difficult. The question is, how is it going to be monetized?
Yeah.
That is advertising.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to watch an ad before you can live stream?
Yeah. All right. Here's a question a lot of people have about recycling old electronics before you buy your new Christmas gifts. Get rid of the old ones. How do they do that? What's the most commonly used way to get rid of some of your old gadgets before you get the new ones?
There are three services that I've been tracking: Amazon, Best Buy, and an online company called Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. So Amazon, you find it on the site. You click through what you have. Amazon gives you an estimate of how big of an Amazon gift card you'll get if they accept all your junk. They send you a shipping box, prepaid. You box up the junk. It's not just old electronics, but it can be old DVDs.
Wow. All right, that's a good idea. You might want to look around and see who's...
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.